Shavuos, Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We're starting now the rest of Masechet Shavuos, which is dealing with Shavuos. Till now, we were on Zaitig and Yonim that have in common Shtaim Shein Arba. Shavuos Bitui, which is in Perikei Parshas Vayikra, has two things in common with Tumas Migdash V'Kadosho that we learned about in the last two parakim. A, they're both Shtaim Shein Arba, like the other Negoyim and Hoitzot Shabbos. Another Nafkimina is that Shavuos Shtayim has a commonality with Tumas Migdash Gadoshov because they both have a Korban Oil of Yerid. There's a lav in the Torah of saying a Shavuah and not keeping it. But there's two different ways of that type of Shavuah. One is the type of Shavuah that we're going to have in Mirtz Hashem from the beginning of the fourth parak and on, where a person is making a Shavuah, what's commonly called in English taking an oath, to stand behind something that he's saying. He's saying something. It's not believed, either by Beis Din or by somebody else that he's trying to convince. So he stands behind it with a shvua. So if a person makes a shvua, which is frivolous or self-evident, or dvarim betelim, that's called a shvua shov. We have a lav in Aseres Hadibis Loisisa Shem Hashem Lekecha LaShov, which also goes on Shem Hashem Levatolo, according to many Rishonim. And if the Shavuah is something which is not, at this point, not true, because it's what's called a Shavuah's Bitui, a Shavuah's Bitui means that a person is making a Shavuah. What's called in Perikei Parshas Vayikra, in the Parsha of Korban Oil of Yerid, it's called a Shavuah that he makes Lahora Oil Lahetiv. Lahora Lahetiv means that he's not affirming something that either did happen or will happen. He's committing himself to something. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is the chiddush, what's called in this parak, Shavuos Shtayim Basra, is commonly learnt in yeshivas as a tosefes, as a hashlomo, to inyonim maseches nedarim. The parasha of nedarim we're familiar with is a parasha where a person has the yicholes to take a dover hamoti, he can take a couch, or a chocolate cake, or a loaf of bread, and he can turn it into a chatichat yisui. He can make an issa chefta, Bichal on a loaf of bread. That which was formerly an innocent loaf of bread is now a chaticha di yisur and he can't eat it. That's where he asks the chefetz. With the neder, that's the parasha of lo yachel in parashas matos, in the parashas nedarim. In that parasha is also mavur that a person is nodar oy nishba. It's mefurish in the psukim over there. There's lo yachel on nishba. What that means is a person, the same way he could ask for a chefetz, what's called an isser cheftza beloshna gemara in the beginning in Nedarim, he can create an isser gavra, which means he creates not that the chefetz is a dover also, but he has an obligation to keep it. And with that, he creates on himself a binding obligation tomorrow to either eat, that would be lahetiv, or to not eat, that would be lahara. To sleep, that's lahetiv, or to not sleep, that would be lahara. So he's creating a shvuas bitui on himself, mikanu lahabo. That's the case. And the Torah is mavur that even though we discussed by Tumas Migdash Ukadoshov, even though the normal kapora of somebody who's over b'shoigeg on chiyuve krisus is a regular chay chiyuv chatos in perik dalid in Parshas Vayikra, in perik hey, there's certain cases, mi'ilo, Tumas Migdash Ukadoshov, which would have a carbon oil of v'yoyrid. Sorry, we said mi'ila, mi'ila is something else. Hasham mi'ilas, that's a different type of carbon. Ayin shom. One of the dinim of carbon oil of yoyrid is a person who makes a shvuas bitui and then he doesn't keep it. Not even lesisa shem el shem el kechel ashov, because the etzem shvua had an effect. It created a machayiv on him. Now, if he's over on the shvua, he could get malchus. Let's say he makes a shvua that he won't eat and then he eats and he got malchus. And he went ahead and he ate. Which lav is he over? Not lesis Hashem l'shem l'kechel l'shov. He's over on shvua sheker. Shvua sheker is a lav on being mishaker the shvua. Here he's not mishaker the shvua when he makes it, because the shvua created that he's not allowed to eat. He was mishaker the shvua by not eating thereafter. That's also called the shvua sheker. The same way there's a shvua sheker, if a person is nishba and bezna on something which is patently false, over here he falsified the shvua later on by not keeping it. Now, we could also argue that a person who's over on a shvua's bitui is over on the parasha of Nedarim. Lo yachel dvore is the operative loisase of Nedarim. Some Rishonim hold that that's definitely true. Some Rishonim Amavur that even though Loyachel Dvari, the parasha of Nedarim, includes Shvuas, that's only as far as an Isra is concerned, there won't be Malkis. And there's an Afkamina in that. This is the Shita of the Rambam and other Rishonim, that Parshas Nedarim is the ability to ask for something. A person could ask for something be Issa Chefza, that's a Neder. A person could ask for something be Issa Gavra, that's a Shvua. But that parasha is the koch to create isurim, self-imposed isurim on oneself. There's another isur. The isur is the isur of falsifying, being mechal shem Hashem. That's either by making a shvua shov, or by making lois yishovu bishmi la shoker, is also bishmi. What happens if a person says, I'm making a shvua that tomorrow I'm going to fast, but it doesn't mention b'shem Hashem? A major machalik sushayim, see the Ran Barichus in the Dharm that Bezim and Aleph, where the Ran brings Shittas from the Rishonim, which have rayas from all over Shas, and there's three, maybe even four Shittas in the Rishonim over there. According to one Shitta, a Shvur, even if it doesn't have the Shem Hashem, might not be part of the lav of L'Sashov B'Shmi L'Ashok, or L'Sis Hashem Hashem L'Kech L'Ashov, but it can be, by definition, he's over on Parshas Nedarim. Parshas Nedarim could also be the Issa Gavra of the Shvur, so he could be over on that, that will also be included. However, that parasha is a parasha in Parshas Matos. The oinish, or rather the kapora, of a shvuas bitui, being with a carbon oil of the yorid, might only be where there's a shem Hashem. And this is the shita of some Rishonim hold, that there might be malchus, there could be malchus on a shvuas bitui, mitzad Parshas Matos, but there won't be a korban if he's over b'shoigeg. There won't be a korban because it doesn't go, if he didn't make the shvur with Shem Hashem, it doesn't go into the parasha of Parshas Vayikra. Other Rishonim hold that whenever a person says shvur, the word shvur by definition denotes connecting to the Shem Hashem. I in the Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Matos, that explains that shvur is related to the number 7. 7 is the number of ruchnias of the Shem Hashem. So when a person says, I'm making a shvur to not eat tomorrow, that's called he's mentioning Shem Hashem. Others understand that a shvur has to have Shem Hashem. Every time a person says the word shvur, it's what's called in Masechet Nedarim a kinui or a yad, which means it's a way of expressing something. It's chal, even though he didn't fully express it. And that would be enough for Shavuah. The Rambam, the Ravid, other Rishonim will hold that those chidushim of something which has to be expressed might be enough of an expression to create a chalois issa gavra of a Shavuah, but will not be enough to be called levate bisvasayim, which is the lashon of the pasuk over here in Parsha Shavuos, where the Torah says, "A nefesh ki sishova levate bisvasayim lahora lahetiv." It has to be fully expressed, levate bisvasayim, which is a lashon that we find only in Parshas Vayikra Perakeh, not in Parshas Matos. So kinuyim, yodos, would be enough when we're talking about, a kinuy might be enough even without that, but yodos, where something is not fully expressed, would be enough to create an iser. It will not have the parsha of korbanos. The Rambam as well as kol another chiddush, that since the Iker Parsha in Parshas Matos is Parshas Nedarim, the Malkus of Bal Yachol Dvori, which is Mavur over there, will only be by Nedarim, not by Shavuos. By Shavuos, the only Malkus will be if he's Oivan Lav Lois Yishov B'Shmi LaShoker. Memela Shavuos that doesn't have the Shem Hashem, Asers Mitzad Parshas Nedarim, Mitzad Parshas Matos, it does not create the Shavuos Lois Yishov B'Shmi LaShoker. Therefore, there won't be Malkus. That's a summary in basic form of the Shita of Rishonim. Now we're ready to see the dinim that Mavur over here in the Mishnah. Shvuah Shnayim Shein Arba. Shvuah She'oichel. A person can make a shvuah, like we said, that he's going to eat. That's Lahetiv. She'lo Ochel. Or that he won't eat. That's Lahara. She'ochelti v'she'lo Ochelti. You could say that in past form. I ate yesterday or I didn't eat. Also Lahara Lahetiv, but in past. So that's your Shnayim Shein Arba. Shvuah She'lo Ochel. The ochal kol shuhu chayiv. If he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he eats, he's chayiv. Divrei b'kiva, but there's one word here. The ochal kol shuhu chayiv divrei b'kiva. Shteito agavaldi gechidish. B'chol ha'toyru kula. Achila is b'kazayis. Here he's chayiv even if he eats a kol shuhu. Before we explain Shit to Rabbi Kiva, let's go right in the Mishnah. Amr Loyler Rabbi Kiva, Heichem Etzin Baichu Kol Shul Shul Chayiv. Where do we find in Torah that a person could be over on any Isra Achila, and he eats a Kol Shul, he's Chayiv, he always has to eat a Kazayiv, she's a Chayiv, he's Chayiv. Amr Loyler Rabbi Kiva, Bechiechem Etzin B'medaber Omevi Korban, she's a Medaber Omevi Korban. Here the Isra L'chor, we have to add a little bit wording. The Isra over here is not for the eating. There's nothing wrong with the food. It's not an Isra Cheftza. The issue over here is for violating that which he said. He's chayiv on a medaber, and he brings a korban for something he said that he didn't keep. So who says that that goes with the regular gedorim of Isurei Achila, that it has to be b'kazayis? So this is the machlokes. The Mishnah is soisim. We had a similar back and forth in Makis, in the beginning of the third perek, actually Mishnah Beis over there in Perek Gimel, where there's a shaklatai about eating less than a gazayis, but over there was something else. Over there was because he ate a beria. Over here, when talking about where he said he's not going to eat, and he ate, he had a bite of a cookie. He had a pochus megazayis of a cookie, Rabbi Kiva holds his chayim. So what's the conventional wisdom over here is to understand that normally isuri achila, the isu is the maisa achila. Over here, the issue is not the ma'isa achila. It's true that the way he's going to violate the shvua is by eating, because that's what he said. Shvua shaloy oichal. I'm not going to eat anything tomorrow. He ate. But the issue be'etzim is not the eating. The issue is that when he eats, he's violating the shvua. So when he makes the shvua, he violates that eating even when he eats less than a kazayis. In this context, to bring out this point, we'll say over Machlekes Rishonim. Machlekes the Rambam, the Ran. Over here, very fundamental Machlekes. A person makes a shvua that he's not going to eat. So we paskin, of course, we paskin like a chachom, that he's chayiv only when he eats a kazayis. But let's ask ourselves a question. Normally when a person has in front of him nevela, trey, for any machol sasuris, if he eats a chatzi kazayis, we know, it's a famous din, that even though he doesn't get malchus, but he's over on the Isra Deraisa, it's called chotzi she'os minatari, he's not allowed to eat it. What happens if a person makes a shvur? L'chayr Malkus is only going to get the way we paskin, b'kazayis. What happens if he eats a half a kazayis? Was he over an issa deraisa? The Rambam says yes. The Ran and the Ramban say that it can't be. Why? Because when he makes a shvur shaloy oichal, the shvur shaloy oichal is on a ma'is achila. When is he violating his dibur? The issue is not on the achila itself. Like in nevela treif, you could say the issue is the achila. So he's eating half a kazayis, it's part of an achila. Okay. But over here, the issue is not the achila. You can't say part of the achila. The issue is violating the dibur. The shvur is chal on an achila. Achila means kazayis. If he ate less than a kazayis, it's not an achila. He's not violating the shvur at all. What's chat shiosim in Torah? You have to say Torah in the Rambam. What does it mean? How does the Rambam define Chatz Shios Min HaTorah? But Al-Rabbanim, this brings out the point. There's no issue over here inherently on the eating. The issue is on the Chilul Dibur. So Kiva holds, we don't hold that way. Kiva holds that Memele Kizayis is not relevant over here. Kizayis is Shirin HaMayis HaChilu. When a person says, I'm not going to eat, the issue is not eating, which means even a Mashahu. And because of that, he'll be over on the Lav and he'll get Malkus even on a Pochus Mekizayis. Finish off shvur shlo eichal v'ochal v'shosa. He makes a shvur that he's not going to eat. We see this lav, this issa that he said shlo eichal as koil shtir. Stamazoi achila is koil shtir. Unless he spoke out, I'm not going to eat, but I could drink. Over here, he violated the shvur by what? V'ochal v'shosa. He ate and he drank with one hasro, or with one haloma l'gavishoigik. Same idea. And echayiv elo achas, he's only chayiv one chata, so he's only chayiv one malchus. Shvur shaloy oichal v'shaloy eshte, if he speaks both out, and he says shaloy oichal v'shaloy eshte, now l'chayiv the shaloy eshte is self-evident, because it's included in achil, like we just said. So over here, what he means to do is, he means to say each one separately. So then, v'ochal v'shosa, since he made each one separately, we see each one as a separate shvur, each one as an independent iser, and then chayiv shtayim. That's called two bazundere shvus, and he's over two, and he's chayiv two malkzen, or he's chayiv two karbonis.